2025届高三部分重点中学12月联合测评。
听力部分，该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先将答案标在试卷上。听力部分结束前，你将有2分钟的时间将你的答案转图到客观题答题卡上。第一节，听下面5段对话，每段对话后有1个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 3个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读1遍。例如，现在你有5秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有5秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 C 项，并将其画在试卷上。现在，你有5秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Hurry up with your food, Sally. They say there's a big storm coming. We'd better get home before that.
Okay, I'm done. Let's get back to the car. Could you carry these shopping bags?
Oh, sure.
My husband took my car today. So, I guess I'll take the train home.
I usually ride the bus home. It's easy and cheap for me. I don't even have a car.
Okay, I'll just follow you since we live close to each other. Robert?Don't you think you need a new pair of pants?
No, I don't think so. I've 3 pairs of pants.
Then, what about a new sweater?
No, but I don't mind having 1 more jacket. I hear Ben's moved.
Yes.They needed someone with an engineering qualification in marketing department, so they moved him there.
Who's replaced him in sales then?
No one yet. Hello, can I help you?
Yes, this is Jimmy Carter.I saw Dr. Brown last week. She gave me medicine, but now I feel even worse. So I wonder if I can come to her tomorrow.
I'm afraid not. She's fully booked tomorrow, but there is an opening at 3 this afternoon.
First 节到此结束。第二节，听下面5段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 3个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题5秒钟。 听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。
听第六段材料，回答第六、七题。
现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Can I see your photos of your new house?
Of course, but you can see this first.
Oh, what a strange and funny painting. Everything is upside down.
How much would you pay for something like that if you saw it in an art gallery?
I don't know.
Do you know how much I paid for it?
No, probably too much, though.
Nothing. I found it in the waste paper basket.At the hospital and brought it home. It was free.
Oh, what a strange thing you have done, Bernie. Can I see your photos of your new house?
Of course, but you can see this first.
Oh, what a strange and funny painting. Everything is upside down.
How much would you pay for something like that if you saw it in an art gallery?
I don't know.
Do you know how much I paid for it?
No, probably too much, though.
Nothing. I found it in the waste paper basket at the hospital and brought it home. It was free.
Oh, what a strange thing you have done, Bernie.
Listen to the seventh material.回答第八至十题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
It's not too late to change your mind, Maggie.
I've already decided I'm not going to the movies. I'd rather read my book.
You're just unhappy that I won the bet, aren't you? Don't worry, I won't make you pay for everything. I'll buy the drinks.
Can we make it another day? I really don't feel like going anywhere right now.
Are you sick?
No, but I'm very tired from my long bike ride home. I might go to sleep early.
Oh, all right.I'll go play basketball with Sam then. It's not too late to change your mind, Maggie.
I've already decided I'm not going to the movies. I'd rather read my book.
You're just unhappy that I won the bet, aren't you? Don't worry, I won't make you pay for everything. I'll buy the drinks.
Can we make it another day? I really don't feel like going anywhere right now.
Are you sick?
No, but I'm very tired from my long bike ride home. I might go to sleep early.
Oh, all right. I'll go play basketball with Sam then.
Listen to the eighth material.回答第十一至十三题。
现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Brian?Have you heard that Mr. Giddings will be awarded the prize for best car design at the Hyatt Hotel next week?
Yes, but I thought either Mr. Zarbar or Ms. Miller would win. I feel they are more talented than Mr. Giddings.
They are excellent designers too. The competition must have been fierce. Will the winner receive a lot of money?
Maybe, I don't know. By the way, do you know where the Hyatt Hotel is?
It's right across from the Balaguer department store on Granville Avenue, on the left side of a bank. The hotel just opened a week ago. I've heard they provide excellent food and service. Are you going to attend the ceremony?
Right.
Then, why don't we go together?
Good idea.
Brian, have you heard that Mr. Giddings will be awarded the prize for best car design at the Hyatt Hotel next week?
Yes, but I thought either Mr. Zarbar or Ms. Miller would win. I feel they are more talented than Mr. Giddings.
They are excellent designers too. The competition must have been fierce. Will the winner receive a lot of money?
Maybe, I don't know. By the way, do you know where the Hyatt Hotel is?
It's right across from the Balaguer department store on Granville Avenue, on the left side of a bank. The hotel just opened a week ago. I've heard they provide excellent food and service. Are you going to attend the ceremony?
Right.
Then, why don't we go together?
Good idea.
听第九段材料，回答第十四至十七题。
现在你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Mrs. Winfield, thank you very much for allowing me to visit your wonderful garden. It really helps me a lot to write an article on Dorset Gardens for our paper. Now, I wonder if I could ask you a few questions.
Yes, sure.
Could you tell me when you became interested in gardening?
Well, in 1980, I read Marjorie Fisher's book, College Garden Flowers.But I was reading about plants that I didn't know. So I started to read as much as I could and get different writers' advice. I also used to visit Kew Gardens a lot. That was when we lived in Harrow, West London. I learned a lot from my visits. By the way, Dorset is one of England's three most beautiful towns.The other two being Wiltshire and Somerset. You must know that. I am often invited to give talks to biology students in colleges.
Yes, certainly. That's why I came here. Do you grow many plants yourself?
I don't grow many plants from seeds, but I have several friends. And then we often give each other plants. My garden is a placethat reminds me of so many people through the plants they've given me.
Mrs. Winfield, thank you very much for allowing me to visit your wonderful garden. It really helps me a lot to write an article on Dorset Gardens for our paper. Now, I wonder if I could ask you a few questions.
Yes, sure.
Could you tell me when you became interested in gardening?
Well, in 1980, I read Marjorie Fisher's book, College Garden Flowers, but I was reading about plants that I didn't know. So I started to read as much as I could and get different writers' advice. I also used to visit Kew Gardens a lot. That was when we lived in Harrow, West London. I learned a lot from my visits. By the way,Dorset is one of England's three most beautiful towns, the other two being Wiltshire and Somerset. You must know that. I am often invited to give talks to biology students in colleges.
Yes, certainly. That's why I came here. Do you grow many plants yourself?
I don't grow many plants from seeds, but I have several friends.And then, we often give each other plants. My garden is a place that reminds me of so many people through the plants they've given me.
听第十段材料，回答第十八至二十题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
In the past days, Zhu Liwei has taken many photos of people reading books on the subway in Beijing. She says the photos are an answer to her question. Are there still people reading paper books? The question comes up often in the age of smartphones. The project started one day in February 2018.When Zhu took the first photo with her phone of people reading on the subway. Zhu has been photographing people reading books on the subway ever since. To avoid privacy issues, Zhu's photos always focus on the book rather than the reader. She takes the photos from behind. She created a book list of subway reading. It now includes 183 novels,359 nonfiction books for various exams and qualifications, and the list continues to grow. Some people are inspired by Zhu and suggest that she photograph readers on the subways in other cities, maybe Shanghai, Nanjing, or Hangzhou. Zhu likes the idea and says she will try to do it.In the past days, Zhu Liwei has taken many photos of people reading books on the subway in Beijing. She says the photos are an answer to her question. Are there still people reading paper books? The question comes up often in the age of smartphones. The project started one day in February 2018.When Zhu took the first photo with her phone of people reading on the subway. Zhu has been photographing people reading books on the subway ever since. To avoid privacy issues, Zhu's photos always focus on the book rather than the reader. She takes the photos from behind. She created a book list of subway reading. It now includes 183 novels,359 nonfiction books for various exams and qualifications, and the list continues to grow. Some people are inspired by Zhu and suggest that she photograph readers on the subways in other cities, maybe Shanghai, Nanjing, or Hangzhou. Zhu likes the idea and says she will try to do it.
第二节到此结束。现在你有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。 听力部分到此结束。